Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nation celebrates Constitution Day to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to imbibe its ideals. Nagaland joins country to observe Constitution Day. Center approves over 1,000 crore rupees for disaster mitigation and capacity building in 15 states, including Nagaland. And Chief Minister Nephew Ryo inaugurates multiple facilities at Kisama ahead of 25th edition of Hornbill Festival. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the constitutional ideals into their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. The president said this while addressing a grand event on the Constitution Day organized at the Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. On the completion of 75 years of adoption of the Constitution of India, President Murmu described it as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development.
संविधान के प्रति युवाओं में उत्साह को देखकर हम सब देश के भविष्य के प्रति आश्वस्त हो सकते हैं मैं सभी देशवासियों से अनुरोध करती हूं कि वे हमारे संवैधानिक आदर्शों को अपने आचरण में डालें मूल कर्तव्य का पालन करें तथा वर्ष 2047 तक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य के प्रति समर्पण के साथ आगे बढ़ें
The president said the ideals of justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity mentioned in the preamble of the Indian Constitution gives opportunities to citizens to prosper and take care of each other in the society. She also stated the nation will celebrate its 75th anniversary of being a republic on the 26th of January next year, and such occasions give the countrymen the opportunity to make better plans for the future. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also addressed the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, members of parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. During the event, the president released a commemorative coin and a stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The Constitution in Sanskrit and Maithili languages were also released. Along with the rest of the country, Nagaland today observed the Constitution Day. During a program organized by Nagaland State Legal Services Authority at Kohima, Judge Guwahati High Court Bench Kohima, Justice Partiv Jyoti Saikia, appealed every citizen to strive for excellence in one's own field as enshrined in the Constitution. He said, while people are entitled several rights, dispensing their fundamental duties is also paramount. The goal is to help the nation achieve higher levels of success and endeavor, he added. Justice Saikia called upon the people to be aware of their fundamental duties with awareness programs beginning at school level. To mark the day, Justice Saikia led the participants in reading out the preamble of the Indian Constitution. The day was also observed by district legal services authorities across the state. Various programs, such as walkathon and mass social work, among others, were organized to mark the commemoration. On Constitution Day, Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nephew Ryo have extended greetings in separate messages. The leaders appealed citizens to reaffirm to uphold the values of justice, liberty, equality, and fraternity as inscribed in the Constitution of India. In his message, Mr. Ryo urged everyone to work towards fostering unity in diversity. The central government has approved over 1,115 crore rupees for disaster mitigation and capacity building projects for 15 states, including Nagaland. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah approved the fund. The committee approved 378 crore rupees for 8 Northeast states, nearly 140 crore rupees each for Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, 100 crore rupees for Maharashtra, over 70 crore rupees each for Karnataka and Kerala, and 50 crores each for Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo today inaugurated multiple facilities at Kisama ahead of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. These include International Morung for Country Partners, Hornbill Festival App, Dormitory for Cultural Troops, Marketing Complex of Handloom and Craft Pavilion, Medical Booth cum Cash Vending Facility, Toyota Key, and Tourism Department Lounge. Mr. Ryo commended the local artisans and all those involved in completing the physical structure of the Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Village, noting that the Hornbill Festival is no more a celebration of the Nagas alone. He said it has become an international affair, attracting tourists from all over the globe. He exuded confidence that the new facilities will provide a more comfortable environment as diverse people and countries come together to celebrate the festival. Mr. Ryo further encouraged all the tribes dwelling in the state capital who are unable to attend their native festivals at their hometowns use the facilities at Kisama for their celebrations, so in order to preserve the traditions and culture as well as showcase them all year round. The USA has been roped in as the newest country partner for the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. Announcing the development in X today, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo expressed gratitude to the U.S. Embassy in India for the collaboration and welcomed the American delegation and artists to the festival. The partnership makes the USA the fourth country partner for the festival after Wales, Japan, and Peru. Governor La Ganesan made an official visit to Tuensang District today and met with heads of department and civil society organizations of Tuensang Town. Expressing delight at the progress made by the district in various sectors, the governor said with the efforts of the central and state governments, the economic disparity will be addressed with effective development strategies. He urged the Agri Department to ensure that farmer-based schemes are made accessible to farmers and the Health Department to effectively implement health schemes. He further called for ensuring that the benefits of Jal Jeevan Mission Scheme reach every citizen in the district. On banking, the governor encouraged all eligible citizens, especially women, to open Jan Dhan account. He called upon the people of Tuensang to actively support the fight against drug menace as it poses a threat to the younger generations. The governor later held a security coordination meeting with security personnel. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended Ngada greetings to the Rengma community. On the occasion of the post-harvest festival, Mr. Ryo called upon the people to give thanks to the Almighty for His blessings and to renew our relationships, embracing forgiveness and peace. And Nagaland is set to host the 3rd Northeast Masters Table Tennis Championships 2024 this month. In a press release, Nagaland Masters Table Tennis Association said the championship will include events under the 40+, 50+, and 60+ age categories for both men and women and is expected to see over 100 competitors from all northeastern states except Sikkim. The championships will be held at the Indoor TT Stadium in Kohima from November 28 to 30. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nation celebrates Constitution Day to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to imbibe its ideals. Nagaland joins country to observe Constitution Day. Centre approves over 1,000 crore rupees for disaster mitigation and capacity building in 15 states including Nagaland. And Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo inaugurates multiple facilities at Kisama ahead of 25th edition of Hornbill Festival. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.